So welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, and today we're listening to Lisa and Mackenzie, who are telling us all about their TV and what they've been watching, or streaming.
Take the floor, babe. This is all ye.
Mackenzie is taking
it's your time to shake it away. Which one do you want to start with?
Mackenzie, what have you been
Where
watching?
Do you want to start? We've watched more as a family than we have separately this year. It's been all about introducing her to some cool stuff.
Yeah. Okay, Mackenzie, what have you actually been watching?
What's your 2023 been like? Oh, that's weird to say.
Where are you starting?
I'm starting with Nimona.
Nimona.
Nice.
If you didn't say that, it wouldn't have been there.
Loud and clear.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Just remember, you've got your mum's genes inside of you. She's loud.
I've got questions about why you're eating your mother's trousers, but that's it.
Okay, so Nimona is like a little bit sad, a little bit happy, kind of.
What's it about?
It's about this soldier who got, what's the word when you didn't do something, and yet framed of killing the queen. And so he's been hiding in this like thing underground, and Nimona saw him and it's like, I think it was like a video on the big screen, and it's like, he's a monster, he's an alcoholic. Like, and then it's like, she's like, perfect. So she goes over and finds him, and then they get into a lot of trouble. And he finds out the truth that he didn't actually kill the queen.
What did you like about it, Nimona?
Also, can I talk about the sad bit?
Yes,
yeah. Go for it.
Is it a spoiler?
It's been out for a year now.
Most people should watch it if they don't have Netflix. I mean, you can watch it on other channels, just Netflix has it.
Yeah.
And the sad bit is she was like a little girl. She would still transform into these animals. And she met this girl and they used to play together. But then she went over near the town and they found Nimona near the girl. I haven't watched this in like a year. I think like she got told to go away or she got put into a cage. I'm not sure, it's one of those.
People fear things that they don't understand is the general.
And then she turned into a dragon from all the sadness of going back to tragic things. And then the soldier or the knight went in and helped her. And also there's a...
That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
How did you like it? Did you?
It was scary for some bits. Like, if you're a younger audience, if you're older, then it might not scare you as much. I mean, Up might scare mum, but
I can't watch Up.
I can't watch Up because of that.
I managed to sit through it once and I went, I'm never watching that again.
So we've only watched it once.
You can watch as many times as you want without me. Mm-hmm.
Every time I'm in the house, you're in the house with me.
That's what mothers do. So we watched.
Just don't let Lisa know you're putting it on. Just put it on. And then Lisa.
When she goes in the other room, she'll be like.
Give her an ultimatum.
An ultimato.
An ultimato, either.
Yeah, you get all the tomato. I can't remember what that's
called. Some community.
You either get to watch Up or you watch the saddest episode of Futurama. Your choice.
Jurassic Park or...
Yes.
Jurassic Park!
There you go. And that's how you can manipulate her into letting you watch Up.
I've watched Jurassic Park more than I've watched Up. Or what about Justin Never Ending Story with the Swamp of Sadness?
No, we haven't seen it.
When I was little, I was like...
I've seen sort of, maybe a frame or two from the movie, that's about it.
So we watched Nimona as a family night, and then over the next few days she watched it like another four times. Then over the next 2 days she just watched it over and over and over again. She loved it. What's your next one?
I have family. Okay, I know that we've all watched this on this show for some special times.
Simpsons.
Yes. Nice. Her and her dad have been watching the new season of The Simpsons.
Yay!
And they make me sit and watch it too.
Have you been enjoying the new season? Don't you like it?
What?
Have you been enjoying the new season?
Yes.
It does not look like Lisa agrees, but...
She just slapped me on my sunburn.
Sorry, Mum, let me down. That's what I
did. You've been enjoying the new season, though?
Yes.
How do you think it compares to the old season?
They're both the same.
Yep.
We watched the...
It's very similar.
Did we watch the new to the old or the old to the new?
Apologies, we have a ghost. Jeanette had to murder one of her children for a New Year's ritual.
Had to in the next 10
Is that
weeks.
A human or a cat?
Or a dog? Three is a series of unfortunate events. Has anyone watched that?
We're in the middle of that. That's pretty much six episodes in.
There's a whole series.
Yeah. A series of unfortunate events.
She can't remember the TV series when we watched it years ago, so we've gone back and we're watching it again, and she's just loving it.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think of Neil Patrick Harris as the bad boy?
What do you mean bad boy?
She doesn't know what he looks like when he's not the bad boy. She only knows him as Count Olaf.
What do you think of him
as the Doctor Who guy.
Oh, yes.
I know him as the little magician guy.
The toy maker. And she knows him as Doogie Howser, obviously, as well.
No, she doesn't.
I know, that was a joke. My God.
Dr. Horrible. He's Dr. Horrible.
Yeah, we should show you Dr. Horrible singing.
Well, does she do that as a thing when it comes up in, like, 3 years? 4 years?
Dr. Horrible's that old.
Yeah.
No, we'll do it as a special.
Okay, special. Cool.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah. Is the fact that it's an online thing back before that was a thing?
No, we'll get to talk about Joss Whedon too. What fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's Joss Whedon like when I did Firefly.
I was going to say, we did all right with Firefly.
We should have done it in the middle of the writer's strike.
Yes.
Because it was
a writer's strike. Did not even think of that.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Peck here anyway, so it's not a huge loss.
Anyway.
So, do you want to talk some more about Series of Unfortunate Events?
Series of Unfortunate Events. Each episode is sad. That's not a good ending. For people who haven't watched it, if you like happy endings, stay away from that.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah.
You want me to tell you about the first episode? Just the first episode, though.
Okay. Wow. Yes.
The parents die in.
Yeah, just goes.
Oh, rip that band out.
Not as bad as my sister who comes back from watching the Andrew Garfield movie and just goes, "You're not gonna watch it, are you?" Such and such dies at the end, and I'm like, "Oh." No, it's the Spider-Man movie. Have you not seen
it? I've not seen it.
Did you hear the spoiler?
I put my fingers in my ears.
No, this one's for Jazz. She's not dead, she's just moving to Sydney. Sorry.
Okay, I still got a lot whole more bad things to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just want to say, the parents didn't want Count Olaf to be their guardian, but he was guardian because he volunteered. And he tried to marry Violet. Sorry, I'm thinking of Velvet and Veneer.
From Trolls.
No, the Neutrals
movie.
Oh, okay.
The bad guys. Okay. And Count Olaf wants to marry Violet to have the money when she comes to age. But you have to be a certain age to do it.
Yeah.
And he's the guardian, so he gets to pick when the age is. And the baby wins a card game, so she gets let out of the cage. And Count Olaf wanted her to fall. Because, you know, he wants to torture him. And for the theatre, it's like, oh, if you marry me, then I'll let the baby go. Well, if it actually all came to plan, two things bad would have happened. Baby would have gotten killed and Violet would have gotten married. But Violet didn't do it in her own hand.
She didn't do what in her own hand?
So I think she's either left-handed or right-handed, but she did it the other hand.
She didn't sign the documentation with her proper hand.
Oh.
That's one episode covered.
Let's do the other five.
Oh, there's more than six.
No, I know.
Okay, Malcolm in the Middle, you're not the boss of me now.
Oh, wow. Oh my goodness.
They might be giants.
They might be giants, my favourite band. Yeah, so there was some Disney show she was watching, and I went, oh, you don't actually really like
Stuck
Malcolm.
In the Middle.
Yeah.
With General Tiger as a teenager.
Oh,
yeah. And she was littler. And she's like, if I was a day of the week, I would be Wednesday. And then guess what she turned into?
2 minutes later.
Yeah. So because she was watching these Disney shows, I thought she might like Malcolm in the Middle because it's not your typical sitcom. It's that little bit more, you know, brutal. And I said, just trust me, let's watch one episode. I'm not going to like this. For, end of the first episode, that was it. We were on this binge journey.
I think that Breaking Bad actor?
Yes, Bryan Cranston. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what.
Adrian and I were having a lot of fun watching the episodes because after watching Breaking Bad, it was, yeah, very, very interesting.
He's in Babylon 5. One episode as a really minor
and he's on
character.
Screen for like 5 minutes, probably less.
Before
like two,
Malcolm in the Middle.
And
God, he's so good.
He steals the episode.
He absolutely
he's so
steals
good.
The episode.
It's
he's
such
so
a depressing
good.
Episode. He's really good
his
in the role. And
fantastic.
It's just, oh, that's, he plays, it's a heart wrencher. And he's really good. He's a really good actor.
Yeah. So it didn't surprise me at all when a few years later, suddenly I seen that he was in Breaking Bad. And I went,
still
wow.
on the show there.
It took a long time, though, for him to get noticed.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, Mackenzie.
Thank you. Okay, I've only got, like, two more to go. And three more.
Yep.
So I'm going to get through this.
Well, one's a repeat.
Nicely. Five. Sailor Moon.
Yes.
You introduced me to it, and I'm, like, watching it now. I'm like, yes.
Next.
Next.
Okay. Six.
Our current binge watch.
Doctor Who.
Are you watching Old Who or New Who?
Not New Who, but like I'm on Stan. The first one's like the one with the guy who does Are You My Mummy? You know? That doctor.
Yep.
We started with Eccleston and then now we're up to Doctor. I was about to say Doctor Who. We're up to David Tennant.
David Tennant.
Yeah.
And who's the companion?
David Tennant.
These are my...
I don't know if
McDonald.
Anyone else
says
that.
That's it, David McDonald. That was his original name.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm much more like the idea of David Tennant, thanks. I am so sorry. I can't believe I said that aloud.
Who's the companion we're watching at the moment?
What do you mean you can't believe you said that aloud?
Yeah, but it was seductive.
Who's the companion we're watching at the moment?
Are you in Rose?
No, the ones I've been watching that I've watched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Don't list them all off. Just tell us who we're up to now.
It's easy. Rose, Martha, Donna.
We're up to Donna.
Yeah.
We're up to Donna. I like that wedding one where she's like, what the heck is going on? It's like, why are you in my wedding? It's like... Why are you here?
We watched the specials with the new ones with Tennant and Donna Nova. Donna Noble, and she went from I don't want to watch this to getting completely into it, and then we've gone back and watched them all from the beginning, and she has loved it, and it's been incredible for us to go back and enjoy it too.
How did Mackenzie survive Blink?
I was really scared, and at the end where it showed like all these statues, I'm like, is the next episode with all the statues? And Mum's like, no, that's just a thingy. When you see the statue, you're like, don't blink. And I'm like, oh, is there another episode like that? And she's like, maybe. When she says that, that means yes.
You should also show Mackenzie the Sarah Jane Smith Adventures.
Well, that's what I'd said
I
to her.
I advised against Torchwood for now.
No, I said that, didn't I? I said, you're not watching Torchwood because it's too adult, but I said we should try and track down Sarah Jane Smith.
Well, it's only adult in one aspect here.
Sarah Jane Smith.
That's the one that when they did the episode in the school and they ran into the old companion and she was in a companion from back when it was the original Doctors.
Have you guys watched her?
Yes.
I haven't. Yes, we've done an episode with her.
After doing the most recent Doctor Who reaction, the Fifth Doctor, I went back and started watching the Fourth Doctors again, and I just went through all the Sarah Jane Smith adventures with her and the Fourth Doctor.
Because
they're so good. She was such a good companion.
She was.
Early on with the Fourth Doctor, because she was with John Pertwee, but when she started with Tom Baker, the Fourth Doctor, there was another companion, Harry Sullivan, who was really good as well, because Sarah Jane Smith and Harry just kind of butted heads on every single topic of discussion, just everything.
It sounded like Justin and Jeanette were talking, really. Like, Sarah Jane, no, Sarah Jane is clearly stolen her personality from Jeanette. Like, no joke.
Jeanette this, or Janine?
No, Jeanette. Janine is a whole other kettle of fish. Janine freezes my food when I want to eat it.
Janine is Jeanette's evil alter ego. I was curious.
I'm like, what's going on? What's been some of your favourite episodes of Doctor Who?
My favourite one so far, my first favourite one, which was the first best one, and like the first one that was really cool, was... Are you my mummy?
Yes. That's so good.
Yes. That's why I said the guy who was in Are You My Mummy? Because
It's so good.
What's some of the other ones you like?
Oh, I like one when they go into that library. And it's like...
Yes. The library, yes.
And she doesn't... She's only seen River Song in those episodes.
Yes. Yeah. Have you watched River Song's story backwards?
No.
No.
They were good episodes, weren't they? Yeah.
While we're talking Doctor Who and the new and the old, also passed away this year was Wilf.
Yes. Remember the Donna's Cribbins, granddad?
Yeah,
Donna's granddad died this year, but he filmed that episode just before he passed.
Yes.
Four episodes.
Which is wonderful.
Special.
In one of the specials. Remember, they showed him right at the end. They said, oh, where's granddad? Oh, he lives somewhere else now. And then right at the end, they showed him for a minute, but they must have filmed that. He died after he filmed that.
They apparently were going to film more with him, and
they couldn't.
Yeah. He died while they were filming that.
I just assumed that they didn't film it early enough and he wouldn't be in it at all. So I was just...
I lost it when I saw him. I cried.
So excited about that.
So is there another one? You've got one more on your list.
Okay, do you have some more of my favourites?
Okay.
Okay, so Blink.
Doctor Who episodes,
Yeah. Turn left.
We're in the middle of it. We haven't finished it.
But I'm just like, why are you looking at my back? And in that, Rose is in it. And I'm like...
Every time there was any episodes and you'd see Rose in the background, she would lose her freaking mind.
There was one time and it's like Donna was talking for her for like 2 seconds and it's like she was talking to her and then she turned... her back to the screen, and it's like Rose's face then, and no one can forget Rose's face. I know all the Doctor Who lovers, like, you guys and other people who are watching, and they'd be like, oh my god, Rose is back, like I was.
She kept wanting me to skip. She's going, when's she coming back? Just skip to that episode. I just want to go straight to that episode.
I don't like how they do stuff, and it's like, they'll do something and then they'll wait forever to do the next one about the same alien. And I'm like, I just want to skip to this one.
Russell T. Davies was always really good at the slow burn. He would build everything up to a big, which is we're coming up to. We are coming up to a big thing.
I think one of my favourite episodes he ever wrote was... that he was ever the showrunner for was Dalek, the first Dalek.
Yeah, the first Dalek.
That one where voices touch him and then he turns like, oh my god.
That one was so good.
I also like that game show one.
Yes.
We were watching a game show.
What was it, Station 53 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, all right. One more. We'll let you have one more.
Thank you. Good Place. Anyone heard of that?
Yes.
Mum introduced it to us, and at first we were like, no, and then got really into it, and when the ending came, and was the last episode, she's like, oh, this is going to be a good episode. Well, I think it is, and then when I saw it, I'm like, no, this isn't good. I want it to never end.
I thought you'd cry in the last episode, because I've cried the last three times I've watched the last episode of The Good Place.
You just need to watch up a couple more times.
No, it's a happy ducks. Tears for Good Place. It's sad tears for Up.
And I do no tears for any.
You cry, don't you?
I do not. Put it on right now. Put it on right now. Exactly. I will not.
Yeah. It's a sign of
you dare me, mate. Dare me. Put it on right now and I will not cry a single drop. I'll just be like, Oh, this person died.
So hard as 9-inch nails over there.
It's been an exciting year of introducing shows and movies to Mackenzie. Now she's hit a certain tween age and we can start bringing in some cool stuff. And so, yeah, movies like Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet, introducing a tribute to William Shakespeare. Yeah. Nice. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh.
Shakespeare. I really want to see that Kings with the Three Daughters one.
King Lear.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever that King with the Three Daughters is.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one.
That King was one of the ones we did daughters. In English class, King Lear.
To be fair, I managed to avoid the Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet too. I dodged that one completely. I was quite happy about that.
I couldn't dodge it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of him, but I did like that.
The soundtrack is baller. Mm-hmm. But I like
best
the
soundtrack ever.
Take on Mercutio's speech.
Yes.
This is Mercutio, yes.
Mercutio.
Yeah.
I
like the take on that speech basically being about was it drugs. Like
a... Yes.
Yeah. I really like that. My best friend in high school, Maya, we were supposed to do like a whole heap of monologues from Shakespeare. We had to pick two. And so I picked Puck's monologue at the end of Midsummer Night's Dream because I felt like everything I did, everyone either took too seriously because I was quite chaotic as a person. So I felt like it was a great way to break the fourth wall of reality and go, just having fun. And she studied Mercutio's speech and she did really, really well off of memory. Like,
So Mackenzie has,
life story.
Yeah, she's,
has run away.
Literally, she's dropped her mic and walked to the other end of the room and
I switch out. Want me to talk.
Shakespeare fan.
Oh. And, you know, after introducing her to, like, Shakespeare adaptations, I tried to watch Upstart Crow, and I think I got about 4 episodes in and went, this is not for me.
I loved
it. Like, Jeanette talks about how good this is. I really want to give it a red hot go, and nah. Oh, another show you really got into this year, Ghosts. The BBC. Yes.
Oh, my God. Inner England. I want to go to England to watch that next season. It's out in England, but in Australia, we've still got a long time to wait.
Maybe not so long.
Ghosts is a spin-off of...
Horrible Histories.
It's the same writers as Horrible Histories.
It's the same writers, so technically it's not copyright.
Okay. Right. I thought it was a spin-off because they did a British TV show like 10, 15 years ago that was about three housemates, a ghost,
a
vampire.
Oh, that's Being Human. Being Human.
I thought it may have been a spin-off.
But ironically, both of them have
got... That means it's got a chance of being decent.
Ghost is really good. And they're both Ghost and Being Human have got a UK version and a US version. With varying degrees of quality. So, a lot of the stuff we... introduced to her, so there's not a huge amount. We don't have the big list like you guys had, but I do have a couple I'll quickly whoosh through. We finished off Picard this year in 2023, I did have Strange New Worlds and Lower Decks down there, but only because I rewatched previous seasons. I haven't watched the new season yet, so I know, and I've even got Strange New Worlds there to watch, but we haven't watched it yet. We've been trying to get through Black Mirror, but Black Mirror is one of those shows you kind of watch it and then you've got to kind of put it down and digest it for a few days. There's certain episodes of that show, especially in the earlier seasons, that have traumatized me for life, and ever so often I still think of them and get really depressed.
I love trauma.
I still get 15 million credits.
Yes.
I did not.
Is that the bicycle one?
Yes. With the little. And the reality show. I did not deal with the episode very well. And there was one in season one that I just got told, do not watch. So.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. The first episode.
Yes. Yeah. So, we've been working our way through that very slowly. But then there's been some really good segues. Lockwood and Co. Absolutely fell in love with that to the point.
Brilliant.
I watched it all by myself. I listened to the soundtrack so many times. It's so good. And then I made Adrian watch it with me as well. And
absolutely love it. And I could probably sit down and watch it again.
That got cancelled.
That was such a good show. It was, I'm very unhappy about that.
Yeah.
Made for Love, which was pretty much a spin-off of a Black Mirror episode. In fact, I think the one of the episodes of Black Mirror has a whole heap of actors from Made for Love in it, which... You heard of Made for Love?
No.
It's basically like you got an Elon Musk character and he's created this chip where two people can feel what they're feeling. And he's like...
That is a Black Mirror episode.
Yes, almost. Exactly. Yeah. And so he's gone, oh, my wife and I, we're so in sync that we're the first recipients of it. Isn't that right, honey? She had no idea. And she's just gone like, oh my God, this guy's in my head. I'm already in a completely abusively controlling relationship and now he's put a microchip in my head so he knows what I'm thinking and feeling and doing at all times. And so she runs away. She runs away to like the poor town where her dad lives and tries to escape him, but she's got this chip in her head. And so he knows what she's doing and she knows what's going on. Really good. Ozarks, another really good show. And it's one that I've had queued up for a very long time. It's definitely got Breaking Bad vibes to it. They go to like, what, the Ozarks, which is in Lakeside, out in the middle of the wilderness with the beautiful lakes and the rivers and the, you know, and all the rest of it, the scenic areas, and then set up this money laundering scheme. And yeah, it's full on. And the people that you think are going to be nice and innocent tend to be the worst. Yeah. Really good turn for Jason Bateman from Arrested Development. Did I get the name right? Yeah. Really good acting.
Which one's Jason?
The guy who plays the main character.
Okay.
Michael. Yeah, Michael, that's it. Yeah, but
okay.
He can do comedy, but he's a bit of a straight man in Arrested Development with his comedy, but yeah, like he emotes really well. Like he doesn't need to say much and there's just, you can see all this stuff going on. It's full on. Another show I picked up this year was Paper Girls, which unfortunately, I think it's an exclusive to Amazon. It's got real Stranger Things vibes to it. Based on a comic series set in 1988 about these girls who've got like a paper round in the town and they end up getting zapped through like a portal and end up in the future. Yeah, and it ends up being like this time war that they get drawn into.
Again?
Paper Girls. Unfortunately, it didn't get picked up for a second season and that was the problem. I kind of went, I really want to watch this. It looks really good, but I know it didn't get picked up for a second season.
Yeah.
And then that made it all the more heartbreaking
because
it needed to be for a second season.
And that's why books are invented.
I'm going to have to read the books for Lockwood & Co. Same. All right. Quickly, Wellington Paranormal was one that I finally picked up for the first time this season. Absolutely recommend, especially if you like the original What We Do in the Shadows movie. This is the spin-off, and it's like all of those New Zealand reality shows, but it's based on the What We Do in the Shadows universe.
Yes.
So there'll be zombies, and it'll be like the two police officers, and they'll pick them up in the car and take them home and, you know, take them back to the station and put them in the lockup, and meanwhile they're trying to bite people, and they just play it deadpan. Really good show, but I think that's probably about 5 years old, if not more.
Yeah.
10 years old, yeah. But still on SBS Freeview. Pose, which is kind of the American version of It's a Sin.
It's set
in the drag ballroom rooms in Brooklyn. I think it starts in about the mid-80s and goes to like the early 90s and particularly focuses on trans women of colour and gay men of colour, and it is really good. Lots of fun with the whole ballroom scene, but then also really poignant, and it goes through that AIDS epidemic during that time and, you know, safe sex, and then it goes through when voguing came from the ballroom scene, so then it's like when Madonna's Vogue comes in and all the rest of it, and it's based on different people who were in that industry during that time period, and it's quite good. And last one is one that I'm about halfway through because it's one that I can't watch with her around, and it's called Welcome to Chippendales.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yes. So Chippendales, you know, the male strippers. So it's the story behind the guy who created Chippendales, and I watched that thinking, oh, you know, I've watched shows like Minx and things like that, and I'm going, oh, this will be a bit silly, it'll be a bit fun. It's got Kamal Nanjiani in it, who's I think he's originally from Pakistan. He was in The Big Sick. He's a comedian. I've heard him on podcasts. He's a funny guy. He's an amiable guy. Like, really nice guy. He's in The Eternals.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god, the dude has acting chops. Because holy crap, I thought I was watching a funny little show, and instead I was watching like Better Call Saul. It is intense. And then I would look up characters, and so they'd introduce these characters. I'm going, well, it's a biography, so I look them up on Wikipedia, and I'm like going, oh my god, spoilers. It's like, oh yeah, this character was brutally murdered. This character murdered someone. This is like, oh my god, it's like a gangland show. It's a gangland show, but it's all true. It's all real people. So I'm about halfway through that, and that is really intense. So it's just finding a time when no one's around where I can sit down and watch it and find out what's going on, because I can't go on Wikipedia until I've finished watching the show.
Yeah.
So that's one I definitely recommend. But oh my god, Kumail Nanjiani, he plays such a different character. Like, he's really against type.
Yeah.
He goes right against type.
Which one is he?
He's the Bollywood actor.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if you've seen The Big Sick. That's actually based on his life. So when he met his now wife, he was living in America, originally from, I'm pretty sure he's from Pakistan, had come over and was working as a comedian and studying and all the rest of it, and met this girl. And after they'd only been dating like for about a month or so, she suddenly went into hospital, and all of her family live in interstate. They can't be there. And they've basically gone, who are you? And he's like, I'm just the boyfriend. They're going, no, you're not. You're the husband. You need to sign this now or she will die. And because then the hospital think he's married because he needs to make decisions on her behalf. And he's like, I've only just started dating this girl. But if I don't,
she'll die.
There's no one here to make these decisions on her behalf. So I have to sign on her behalf. And then suddenly the family makes it over and they're like, so who are you? And they're like, oh, he's the husband. And he's like, no, not. Yeah, but so that's the true story of that.
Yeah,
that was actually their true story. So his wife wrote it, and then between them, he starred in it and directed it and whatever. But yeah, they ended up, after that, she got better and they got married and they're still together and all the rest of it. But yeah, that's supposed to be him in real life, and it's completely different to this character he plays. It's intense. So that was me, really quickly.
Okay.
Yes, I banged that out.
Well, that felt very rude and directed.
No, I'm just like...
Okay, it also still felt like 25 minutes.
I try to keep it brief because I've noticed in the episodes I talk way too much.
Okay. So that was Lisa and Mackenzie telling us all about their... TV watching.
I was quick. I tried to be quick, honestly. I know I waffle.
It didn't work.
I'm sorry.
So long.
they can't talk.
No, we can, because we're very disappointed in how long your list ended up being.
I know. I cut it down. I trimmed it. Her list was, like, we spent more time watching shows as a family. And, yeah, I had to kind of sneak things in.
Do you feel like that actually, held you back from your viewing potential? Like, if you didn't have a child or a husband, do you think you'd be happier in your viewing?
Confess now. I'm not here.
In episode.
Bye.
Bye.